Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Core on a Tuesday, feeling really good, and I'm not the one getting late tonight. Felt like that was last night.
How about the NFL, boys?
Well, it is what it is, right? In the NFL, and everybody writing off the Chiefs 2 weeks ago, and now everybody's 4-2 or 3-3 in the entire league, right? Who's standing out to you in the NFL right now?
Chiefs.
Not honest
us,
to God.
Everybody.
Yeah. Like who's standing out? Yell it from the back. It's the Chiefs. It's the only team that stands out now in the NFL. Real sidebar.
Oh, McDermott got new glasses.
Yeah, I was going to say, are those fake?
Yes.
Because I was watching it last night, the halftime interview. Is he sporting fake glasses on the sidelines?
Oh, I was roasting him.
If so, are they fake? Where were you roasting him? At your living home? Room? In the living room with Hannah? Look at the fake glasses!
My brother-in-law. Roast. I was like, dude, what the hell is this guy doing?
Thought the same thing.
We stopped our conversation and go, what is he doing?
Hey, it's a trend.
No, it's stupid. It really is. Fake glasses are dumb, lame, and ridiculous.
It was a trend in 2012 for hipsters, for like 25-year-old hipsters 10 years ago. McDermott is not that.
Well, guys on TV are going back to the glasses.
Oh, yeah,
now,
I guess I have seen that.
And,
yep.
You know, some of that for
so
cosmetic
the glasses
looks.
Are to hipsters as... never mind. That was interesting. I looked at it last night and said, okay, McDermott.
Yeah, she wearing this fake glasses?
Sure the hell ain't letting you keep an eye on that defense.
I mean, remember Bobby Valentine more than the nose and the mustache and the glasses when he got kicked out of a game. That's Sean McDermott pulling his Bobby Valentine out there with the fake glasses. That looks ridiculous,
I know that you don't get that reference, and no. I would love for you to just Google search.
He doesn't
search.
Get that reference, does he?
I would love for you. I'll YouTube when we do our post-production meeting because we don't really need to hear what Spectre has to say.
I forgot we had that.
Yeah, Tuesdays. It's like a C block before your Tuesday night.
Yeah.
We call it an S block.
Mm-hmm.
So Valentine for the Mets at the time gets ejected from a game. Bobby Valentine, being the colorful character that he was, went somehow. Don't know how he had the Halloween.
Why? Yeah, that's right.
How he had the Halloween Mr. Potato Head face in the clubhouse. He goes in. It's the mustache, nose, and fake and glasses.
Yeah.
Puts it on and just sits in the dugout.
The
umpire literally just looks over and goes, are you kidding me? Respect, but no, get the hell out of here.
It's one of the all-timers. I mean, it really
grown-ass
is.
Grown-ass man. Yeah. Like, young 60, probably like mid-50s
at
the time.
Oh, he was probably younger than me at that time, where I am right now at 48, 49 years old. I guarantee you Bobby Valentine was probably younger than that at this point in time.
One of the most hilarious things
ever. That's hilarious.
Oh, it's so good. It was fantastic. So that's what I thought of last night. I'm like, Bobby Valentine is now coaching the Buffalo Bills on the sidelines. And based on what we saw, Bobby Valentine probably would have done a better job than Sean McDermott did last night. And it was just, you know, you guys know I've not been a believer in Buffalo since week one, and watching that defense go out there and do their thing. Yesterday, to me, it was more about the offense not being able to do anything for the Buffalo Bills. All-world Josh Allen, Superman Josh Allen, married to Haley Steinfeld Josh Allen. Oh, my God, Josh Allen is the greatest quarterback of all time. Unless he's not, because he's not. And if he was, he would have done better than what he did last night. I didn't think the Buffalo Bills on either side of the ball were anything where I've got to get alarmed about. Now New England's in first place in that division ahead of the Buffalo Bills.
Hell
today,
yeah.
Right?
Love it.
2 weeks ago, I believe this mouth praised out and said, take Patrick Mahomes as the MVP. He is plus 1,000. Update! As of October 14th, 2025, your MVP odds stand as this. Patrick Mahomes plus 185, Josh Allen plus 300, Baker Mayfield plus 350.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised Baker Mayfield didn't take the lead this week based on everybody bloviating about Baker Mayfield all week long. Like, who didn't say Baker Mayfield was their MVP this week? Every show you turned on, every talking head, every announcer in the booth was saying Baker Mayfield, Baker Mayfield, Baker Mayfield. Hi, my name's Patrick. I'm going to go out here and I'm going to have a day against the Detroit Lions. Oh, God, Patrick's still here. Patrick's like that cool kid that walks into school and steals all your girls, right? Hits exactly what he's doing right now in the NFL. He's stealing it from everybody right now. And they're all looking at him and going, please, Mr. Mahomes, don't take this one from me. Please don't. And Patrick's like, I got this.
It does make me feel kind of dirty supporting the fact that Mahomes is the MVP, because we're having the same exact argument that we had last year with Josh Allen, right? Baker Mayfield is 5-1. Baker Mayfield is down to his fifth and sixth wide receiver. Now, that just started this week, so I know he had a Puka basically all the way up until like halftime of this game, but still,
but still
a rookie wide receiver, no Evans, no Godwin,
no
Bucky Irving, and the way that he's willing that team is MVP caliber. And now all of a sudden, Mahomes, who's 3-3, so like us, Vegas and the national media are saying that that 3-3 record is a mirage of what the team really is. They've been without Rashee Rice. Xavier Worthy's been hurt. So I guess that evens the playing field. I don't know. Mahomes has basically done what Baker has done, right? Baker does it in a more, I want to say, like in a crash test dummy way. Like the way Mahomes kind of wills his way looks more clean, whereas Baker, he's like bouncing around in the pocket, scrambling. He's a little bit smaller of a guy and then stretches, gets it, gets up and rah-rah. So it's like, it's more flamboyantly obvious that Baker is like willing himself, if that makes any sort of sense.
Yeah, yeah. But it looks more of like a car crash where Patrick Mahomes looks like a smooth limo pulling up.
But
you know?
The same argument we had last year, we're like, well, Burrow should have been the MVP. He put up the numbers. He was a stud. He's obviously that team's most valuable player. They're not even close to the record, even though they weren't a winning team. And you look at what one of the main factors is for MVP. It's like, are you winning your division? Is your team successful? And are you putting up numbers? Well, the Chiefs aren't winning their division. They don't have a winning record, but Mahomes put up numbers. Baker's put up numbers very similar to Patrick Mahomes. They are winning that division, and he's, you know, putting up the numbers as well. So, I mean, you look at it, but also you could then compare the AFC West to the NFC South.
Yeah.
I don't know. Atlanta looks good. They don't look terrible.
It's not the gap that I think we thought it was going to be.
Well, it's not. Carolina's a lot better than I thought they were going to be.
Said that a couple weeks ago.
At 3-3, I still don't buy Carolina right now, but they're better. I'm surprised they're 3-3. Like, if you ask me what the biggest shock of the season is, it's Carolina being 3-3. It's not the Chiefs being 3-3 or the Jets being 0-6. We all saw that coming.
I'd say the Ravens are probably up
the
there.
The Ravens are, the Ravens are 100% up there.
That's probably my biggest shock of, like, you told me, like, 1-5 and John Harbaugh could be seeing the door. What happened?
Are they still going to win the North, do you think, the Ravens?
I don't think so.
He said if they lost this week, he's taking that take into the trash.
You're out on that one.
Lamar Jackson's gone. I'm still not out on them making the playoffs because it's Lamar. He's won 80% of his games. Like,
and that's
I know, but how do you get it back after you're 1-5? You know,
you got to run the table.
Yeah, you do.
And you got to hope Pittsburgh falters.
Exactly. And eventually you run out of time, right? Like,
totally.
You just, the time is up and it's over and it's time to move on to next season. The John Harbaugh thing, though, is very, very interesting to me, because I do think it's time for him to march out the door there, just because it's been a long time and it's time for a new voice. You're sitting at 1-5. I mean, if I'm the Jets right now, I would fire Aaron Glenn in a heartbeat and hire John Harbaugh. I mean, he would be a hot commodity out there.
If I'm John Harbaugh, that number comes in as scam likely.
Yeah, right. No, that's
no way I'm picking up that phone call. Sorry. That's where you go to die.
That's like Major League. At least you could have told me you were from the Yankees and hang up the phone. I mean, like, you know, that's the situation. But like,
the position's been filled.
Yeah, by who? Nobody, but not you. I would like to say, if I was the Jets right now, I would be already working the back channels with John Harbaugh, trying to find out, look, is this going to be the end? Are we going to need to move on? Because they're going to need to move on from Aaron Glenn. And we'll talk about him coming up in my Boneheads in about 2 hours from now. But I mean, this guy is, I don't know that I've ever really truly seen a football coach that is so overmatched and so out over his skis and so in the wrong organization.
He just got fired in Tennessee.
No, this one is
four and 19. At least he won four games.
Aaron Glenn's biggest moment is strutting on the sidelines after thinking they won a game.
Yeah, it was kind of sick. It
was cool in the moment.
That was it though. But that was it. They've done nothing terrible since then. And so if you're the Jets, you're calling Baltimore and Harbaugh or doing back channel stuff, trying to find out if that's a situation where he's going to be fired. And if he is, you got to move on from Aaron Glenn. That guy sucks.
I think the Jets need to kind of do what Philadelphia did. I think they need to get someone that's kind of like their own. Rex Ryan was that guy, right? Attitude, red ass, loud, could handle that media. Sirianni, hate him or love him, he's perfect for Philadelphia.
He really is. Yeah, he is a perfect heel for Philly.
If you can find somebody, I don't know who that is, that can be like New York roots and can handle that sort of grown up with that sort of like mentality of like, yeah, it doesn't matter what these clowns say. I'm from Manhattan. Like, I'll stick through it. I don't care. Like, we're going to do this. Like, I think that would work. They haven't had that. Adam Gase guy, he was dead at the right.
They haven't had that guy since Parcells was the coach of the Jets. I think
Rex did okay.
Rex didn't know football, though. That's interesting thing right now that you're finding out. He did.
No, that's huge.
And he knew how to play the media, and he knew how to do all the rah-rah stuff, which was great. But Rex Ryan's football knowledge is no better than my 15-year-old daughter's, and all she cares about is Swift.
He knew Mark Sanchez could put up a fight.
Did he get arrested this weekend, too, Mark Sanchez?
I mean, down,
did you see him, the perp walk out of the jail? Not looking good. No. But all that stuff, man, like, this guy just got drunk and started wailing on people. I mean, like, this is all on Mark. I mean, this is all on Mark Sanchez. That poor dude was just trying to do his job and go home for the night, and you get attacked by a backup quarterback, you know?
69-year-old
like,
truck driver trying to replace restaurant-owned hotel oil.
Yeah. And did you ever see that done, by the way, when you were at the restaurant, like, when they would come in and do that? That's not a good job, right?
It's not fun.
It's awful. We used to have to empty the grease trap and stuff like that. Yeah. Oh, it's awful.
Every night, the Friars at Jackstack got empty. It was brutal. You came out looking like you were lubed up. You're like, where do I go now? Not to 14th and Prior. Stay away from that. No, it's just, it's not a fun job. But not a fun job is doing the numbers of what Buffalo and the Kansas City Chiefs are anti-similar to. The Buffalo Bills have 4 wins this year,
right?
That's right,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Their combined opponent's record is 3-21.
Yeah, their winning percentage right now, our friend Matt Derrick tweeted it out, and so I always give him a shout-out because I spilled his coffee and ruined his computer.
Well, you spilled your
coffee and ruined his. That's right, yeah. My coffee ruined his computer. The Bills right now, entire strength of schedule through last night is 286.
Mm-hmm. And their winning percentage over those teams is 143. So that's not great. Their losses come against two teams that have a combined record of 7-5. The Chiefs' losses against three teams have a combined record of 16-6, and their wins combined 7-11. Baltimore's really kind of
really screwing everybody.
Down. But again, that's what the NFL is. Look, I went on the record and said that the Chiefs were not going to win the AFC West after the Chargers went 3-0 and beat 3 AFC West teams. Whoops. What we know, I said it last night on the X sphere. What we know is the AFC is wide open. The MVP front runner is hitting his stride, which is Patrick Mahomes. If you think that's a bad take, you can go to Vegas and get mad at them because they're the ones that have Mahomes as the favorite to win the MVP. Not only that, Rashee Rice is back in the building. And this offense is rolling.
And their offense is rolling, yeah.
And the Raiders come to town. So you kind of get a preseason game to get ready for the next two big ones, which are Washington. And then we get to have, again, another year where the number one seed could possibly be on the line once again when the Chiefs play Buffalo in the regular season.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm
so
not a...
buckle up, boys.
It's going to be great
on
Sunday.
The NFL has officially began, and the Chiefs are at an even slate.
It's moving day now, right? We're 6 weeks into the season. We kind of have an idea of what things are, what things aren't, who's good, who's not good. The Chiefs are the best team in this league right now, and I think this is going to be the week where they go out there and they show it too offensively. I think they're going to want to clean out the Jets a little bit, so to speak, and go out there and, you know, put up 40, put up some big number that they haven't been able to accomplish in a very long time. I'm excited to watch this team on Sunday because I think it is going to be one of those great offensive displays that we haven't seen in quite some time, and I'm not in on Washington either. They do nothing for me. That coach, Dan Quinn, I mean, every time I look at him, he loses a game. I mean, again, last night. I mean, you have a big lead in that game. You got to find a way to win that game, and they didn't win that game. And I don't know. Washington does nothing for me. I wouldn't be shocked if the Giants won that division. I mean, you buy in Dallas right now. Philadelphia just had a guy retire yesterday. He was tired of this crap. He's getting out. You mentioned, you know, A.J. Brown potentially getting traded to Buffalo or something like that.
Why would they bail on him?
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not buying Philly. Dallas is a hunk of mess. I'm not in on Washington at all. I know the Giants are 2-4, but who's playing more for their quarterback right now than anybody in that division? It's the Giants. Jackson Dart is, I mean, it's amazing what
they have the most momentum.
They have a lot of momentum right now. We'll see if they can continue that momentum. I'm not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're saying that guarantee they're going to win the division, but nobody in that division is really popping right now. The Eagles can't score, man.
Say what you want about the Giants. We're all Giants fans this weekend. They take on the Denver Broncos.
That's right.
So there's Jackson Dart and Scadaboo's first test against a defensive front that is electric.
And then you got to go with the Giants defense against, you know, Denver's offense, which is what you were saying in before the show, Dusty. You don't think they're very good offensively. I don't think any of us do.
Nope.
I don't trust
it. Not exciting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.